We begin with a huge fine announced today against Wells Fargo. The bank has agreed to pay federal regulators $1 billion for committing a number of unsafe and unsound practices involving its auto insurance and home loans. It's the largest fine levied by the Trump administration against a bank. And Wells Fargo CEO Timothy Sloan said today that the bank has made progress to, quote, make things right for our customers. Michael Regan is senior editor at Bloomberg News. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Lisa.
The fine comes from the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency. Walk us through what Wells Fargo has done to get this fine. Why don't you start off with car insurance?
All right. So with car insurance, basically what happened was when someone would take out a loan at Wells Fargo to buy a car, the bank would create what's called collateral protection insurance policies. And then they would add charges to the customer's auto loan bills to pay for this insurance. Now, they did this oftentimes without notifying the customers that they were doing it. And many of the drivers were actually already covered for this under their own policies. It's believed more than 500,000 clients may have unwittingly paid for this protection. And again, many of them didn't need it.
Many of them didn't need it. And apparently there were many who were charged for auto insurance that they didn't need, but they couldn't afford that insurance and ended up having their cars repossessed.
Right.
Will they eventually get a share of the $1 billion?
Well, as part of the order today with the government, in addition to the fines, the bank is being ordered to pay restitution to customers. And there are lawsuits. You know, Wells Fargo has several different problems like this that it's dealing with. And there are lawsuits involved in all of them sort of working their way through.
Fine also pertains to practices in the bank's mortgage business. What happened there?
So with mortgages, basically what happened is they were accused of imposing inappropriate charges for customers to lock in interest rates on home loans. According to one lawsuit, Wells Fargo's employees would wrongfully blame customers for delays in loan processing and then make them pay fees in order to maintain a lock on the interest rate that would otherwise expire. And Wells Fargo had acknowledged that it could have to refund as much as $98 million in fees because of this.
In February, Mike, the Federal Reserve punished Wells Fargo for a different issue. That was millions of fake bank accounts created by employees for Wells Fargo. The Fed said that Wells Fargo can't grow any larger until it's changed its ways. So the punishment then and the fine today, how much could they affect the bank's bottom line?
So what happens is banks typically keep money in reserve to pay for legal issues like this. So Wells Fargo had some money tucked away to pay this $1 billion, but it was quite a big fine. So they had to add another $800 million in reserve accruals to pay for this. So that takes their profit just for the first quarter of the year down to $4.7 billion. So they're still making plenty of money to pay for this. What's very interesting about this settlement, however, is it also gives the government power to basically fire some of the managers within the bank, which is quite an unusual thing for something like this.
It's the first enforcement measure taken by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau since Mick Mulvaney took over as interim director. He has been critical of the Bureau. So what do you make of the fact that he's involved here?
So in general, with Mr. Mulvaney and the Trump administration in general, the policy has basically been that they do believe banks are saddled with too many regulations and they want to get rid of a lot of the regulations. However, when a bank does break the rules, especially when it affects regular sort of average Joe consumers like this, the administration has made it clear that they aren't going to give banks a pass, really. In fact, President Trump has tweeted exactly that, saying, you know, if they do get caught breaking the rules, he called it cheating, that there will be big fines to pay. So, you know, I think this is perhaps an example of that sort of policy playing out in real life.
So in the last week, the country's biggest banks, Bank of America, Morgan Stanley, have been reporting extremely strong earnings numbers, in large part because they've seen their tax bills fall after the Republican tax bill. How does the announcement today fit in with how banks have been doing under the administration?
Well, Wells Fargo is a little unique in that it has had all these various serious issues and scandals involving its consumer business. Most of the other banks, after paying for all the various wrongdoing during the financial crisis, haven't had to deal with this type of thing. From the stock market's perspective, I mean, the banks have just been doing great since President Trump was elected. An index of all the major bank stocks in the U.S. had risen as much as about 54%. It's down a little bit since then, but still 40% higher since the election. So the market is very happy with the way they're getting treated, clearly.
Michael Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.